Overseas now, and a group of Greenpeace activists who were detained by Dutch police have now been released. The group, the Arctic 30, are the same activists who were jailed last year in Russia for briefly occupying Gazprom's oil platform in the Pechora Sea. They were trying to block the first delivery of oil from that platform, but the Russian oil tanker has now docked safely with its 70,000 tonnes of Arctic oil. James Carlton caught up with one of the Greenpeace activists on board the Rainbow Warrior, Faiza Ulasson.
Today was the day that the first shipment of Arctic offshore oil drilled by Gazprom would arrive in the harbors of Rotterdam. It is the same oil I took action against with 29 others in September 2013, which led to our detention. Unfortunately, we weren't able to stop the platform, and 7 months later it arrived to my home country. And today we tried to stop it with 2 Greenpeace ships. However, the Dutch Coast Guard intervened very fast and stopped the action.
So you were detained by the Dutch Coast Guard?
No, I wasn't. Myself, I wasn't detained this time, though we had about 100 activists from all over the world, and about 44 were arrested, but all of them were released after a couple of hours.
But when you tried to stop the oil coming from its source, the Arctic oil platform operated by the Russians, you were detained and you were sent to jail in Russia?
Yes, for 2 months on the charges of piracy and hooliganism.
That obviously hasn't stopped you in your activities.
No, I mean, I still believe what I'm fighting for. I mean, we paid a high price serving 2 months of detention for taking a peaceful, non-violent action. There were moments it was very scary and frightening, and moments I lost hope. But that didn't stop me from believing what I'm fighting for. I mean, this is about something much more bigger than 30 people being caught in detention. This is about giving our planet to future generations. I mean, climate change is impacting us wherever you go, whether it's in the Netherlands, in Russia, or even in Australia, if I may say. So to me, this is continuing the battle, and it doesn't stop after doing 1 or 2 actions. I mean, with every environmental problem, you see, it's something that takes years to actually make a change. And today was another step in that battle.
Will you be returning to Russia, or will Greenpeace go back to Russia, risking jail again in the much harsher Russian conditions?
Well, Greenpeace never left Russia because we still have an office there, still campaigning against Arctic oil. Whether I myself would return to Russia, I'm afraid that wouldn't even be possible, I think, because of my criminal record at the moment. So I doubt they would ever grant me a visa. But no, I do think within Russia we have to become more creative in what kind of peaceful protests we would do, but we will not be silenced. I mean, we will campaign to save the Arctic, whether it's in Russia, in the United States campaigning against Shell, or even in Greenland trying to stop companies like Cairn Energy.
And what is your objection to drilling Arctic oil?
Well, I think first and foremost, climate change. But what makes drilling in the Arctic different than drilling anywhere else on the planet offshore is that it comes with a lot of risks and dangers. I mean, the Arctic is a very remote area. It's covered in ice 2/3 of the year at least. A lot of darkness, fog, extreme weather. There's barely any infrastructure. So the question is not if there will occur an oil spill, but when. And when it does happen, you have absolutely no proven effective methods how to stop and clean up an oil spill. I mean, for example, in 2010, we had in the Gulf of Mexico the disaster with Deepwater Horizon. That was actually in warm waters. It took 3 months, 6,500 vessels, and more than 11,000 people to stop one leak. Now, if you look at the Arctic, there's no harbor nearby, no airports, no 6,000 vessels available to stop an oil spill, and much more extreme climate conditions. It's basically an accident waiting to happen.
Dutch Greenpeace activist Faiza Ulasson speaking there to James Carlton.